And it begins. 3, 2, 1.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your gliding couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, October 1st, 2012.
And this is episode 77.
Or October, as I wrote in the notes.
Or 7 times 11.
We haven't done that in a while.
Well, you know, I mean, it's like heaven. I mean, it's like 2 sevens.
Yeah, it's, you kind of like that, don't you?
Yeah, it's helps my little OCD-ness and everything else. And it tickles my OCD bone. Because it's even numbers. Not even numbers, but the same number.
You like that? Yeah.
I do.
Anything the same. You like everything in this place and a place for everything.
I do. I definitely do.
Well, thank you for joining us for another Valentine Cast. We made it another week. We're still alive.
We did.
We didn't die.
We didn't. We didn't get lynched in Litchfield.
Lynched in Litchfield. Lynched. Lynched.
Lynched in Litchfield.
Litchfield. Lynched in
Litchfield. Lynched in Litchfield.
We went to
Litchfield, Michigan.
Litchfield, Michigan. And yep. We went for a wedding. And it's so funny. Whenever I tell people that I went to Michigan, they're like, you went to Michigan? Because it sounds so far away.
Right. It's like, and you went there in one day? And it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
But it was the south part of Michigan.
Yeah. It's only 5.5 hours. I think people were thinking like up by the Great Lakes, Michigan.
Right.
So, our dear, dear, dear friends, Reggie and Dana, got married this weekend.
Yep.
And it was a country farm style wedding and it was wonderful.
It was.
The weather was perfect. Jay was looking sexy.
You were looking hot in
his yellow tie.
I know.
And it was all awesome. And they had barbecue for reception food. And that was amazing.
It was totally amazing.
I love the baked beans. I could have ate another helping of those.
Yeah. The potato salad was good also.
And there was this cat running around. I swear. I felt like there were like 10 of the exact same cat. Because everywhere I looked, the cat was there. It was crazy. And we never found out whose cat it was, I don't think.
Right. It was just, you know, he's a friendly cat. And there was a little kid that was feeding him popcorn.
Oh, my gosh. This little kid. Okay. So we were sitting there waiting for the wedding to begin. And that's, yeah. What Jay's doing is what he was doing to the cat, trying to get the cat to come to him. And he just kept doing it. I wanted to say, look. Leave the cat alone. Just sit still like a normal human being. Okay, Jay, I'm...
Don't hit me. Spousal abuse.
So, but yeah, everything else was great. There was a lot of humor in their wedding because that's the kind of people they are. There were lots of hugs given.
Yes.
And people who know them, we set up pictures. We put a link.
Right.
On
we actually,
our Twitter page we for
used,
their wedding.
We used the nice technology of PhotoStream.
Yes.
And we put them in a PhotoStream and shared it stream out for people. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. Starting to
you know,
pretty cool.
Watching that and everything. It was pretty cool to do that. And the reason we went up and came down all on the same day was that we had to do a photo shoot the following day with a guy named Lance Nelson Porter.
Mm-hmm.
That we talked about him on the show before. Where he's taking up a challenge of doing posting one black and white portrait every day for 365 days. And so we were honored enough, and he asked us to be models for him, and we went and did, you know, a photo shoot this yesterday morning.
Yeah, and Jay was 177. What a coincidence.
I know.
77. Wow. 177.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
Geniuses.
So it was actually posted today. And you can go out there. We have a link in the show notes. Or you can go out to lancenelsonporter.blogspot.com. And I'm 177. And guess who's going to be 178?
Me.
The lovely Renee Valentine is going to be the 178.
And probably won't be as awesome as Jay's, just to let you all know. And hi, Salmonatrix. Welcome to the chat room.
Hey, Salmonatrix.
You are a special guest today. Yep. Show's all for you.
Yep. And then one of the cool things was at the wedding, we got to meet Abigail.
Yeah.
Which was awesome. Reggie's niece. Mm-hmm. That is going to school here in Louisville for dentistry.
Right.
And we finally got to meet her. We got her contact information before she came down. And it was nice to finally meet her.
Yeah, she's so friendly and nice. Yeah. I would love for her to come over for dinner. She seems like a really happy person.
Right. So we're actually going to, you know, she knows, she has her contact information, as we said.
Oh, we should invite her to the housewarming.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and we're having a housewarming party.
Yeah.
So October. Finally.
Yeah. Finally, after being in the house for
6 months.
6 months, almost
7. It'll be almost 7.
We're having a house party on October 27th.
Yay!
And you know, there was a lot going on and everything, and if
any of our fans are in town, you can come on down.
Yep. Just let us know if you could.
Let us know, and we'll send you our address.
Yep. Yep. When we met Abigail, it was cool meeting her mom and her dad and everything. And, it was really cool. So she'll definitely be coming over. And then also on Sunday, we had a visit from Kim.
I love when Kim comes over. She's so much fun.
Right.
I love her. She's awesome.
So it was good seeing Kim and everything. And she got to eat some of our, meatloaf.
Yep.
The turkey meatloaf we got from Costco.
Which was awesome. I never thought that meatloaf from Costco would be good, but it was.
You know what? I'm going to add that into the show a little bit. I'm going
to talk about Costco
in food.
A little bit.
We're going to talk a little bit about Costco after the Costco.
Sure.
So I think with that, we're going to go ahead and jump right on into a little bit of let's see where my soundboard is. A little bit of tech.
Technology.
All right. So, this past week, we did manage finally to get OtterBoxes.
Yay! Oh my god.
For our iPhone 5.
Here, I'll hold mine up. Now. Okay. So we were looking for the commuter series because it wasn't as thick, but
right.
We were looking everywhere. Finally, one Radio Shack had them in. And we went there on our lunch break, and they actually only had one left.
Yeah, they had one commuter and one defender. And a bunch of other defenders, including the camouflage defender.
Right. which I wasn't touch. Right. So here is my OtterBox. I got the commuter in black. And Jay got the defender in black.
Right. And I can't, maybe you can see it here. I'm hoping you can see it on the show. Yep. Yeah, you can see it. Okay.
And it protects it really, really well. A lot of people didn't like it. I love it.
Yeah, I can.
Don't do that.
I can slam it on the ground.
Anyway, but Jay also wants the commuter.
Right.
And so he's going to take this black one, and I have a blue one on the way, and it's different. I've never had a colorful cell phone case. So.
Which is funny, because I just got notification that it shipped.
Yay. So it'll be here tomorrow.
Actually, it'll be here Wednesday.
Oh, okay. I was hoping it'll be here tomorrow.
I was hoping it'd be here tomorrow, too. So, but it'll be here Wednesday and everything.
Oh, cool. So OtterBox, this is my first OtterBox, and I think it's going to do what it's designed to do. It's going to protect my phone.
Right.
I put a screen cover on it, which I don't normally do, but I did that.
So. Right. So, but yeah, we just want to protect our phone. And I think,
so I can sell them when it's down.
I think the thing is, too, is that when, you know, probably after a year or so of getting used to having the phone and being okay with it.
No.
We'll probably take it off. You don't think so?
Nope.
And you know what? And it's funny, because I'm kind of like, I don't know if I'm going to use the commuter when it comes now.
Well, then send it back.
No. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to use it or not. I mean, if I do, it may be on my work iPhone, but I don't know yet.
Okay.
I'll have a few days to think about it. But, OtterBox, do you want a colorful phone case?
I mean, if you're not going to use it, I'd rather just send it back.
Quit being all cheap.
Anyway. So, OtterBoxes, they're great. it was so funny when we were at Radio Shack.
Right.
Uh, she was looking at our phone. She's like, oh, y'all both
have
one?
The sales lady was looking at our phone?
Yes. Yeah. She's like, oh, you both have one? And then she was like, well, this isn't this awesome, but.
She was like, y'all balling like that?
Y'all balling like that? I was like, oh, God.
I'm like.
She told a story about how this guy came in to sell his iPhone 4S
right.
or something like that.
You're right.
Through their buyback program, and they were going to give him $105 or something like that.
Right.
And she's like, I will give you $130 right now. So he sold it to her for $130. And after she got it, she realized it was jailbroken. She said she looked up online and saw that it was like, they were like $400.
Right.
Somehow I doubt that.
Well, I mean,
they might be
$400. Oh, it's one of those things where you kind of Google it and you're going to see the high price on eBay.
Yeah.
And people are going to take the highest price on eBay as possible. I mean, it's just like, you know, Pawn Stars, you know, I have this, you know, this relic, you know, earphones right here. And
they're like,
I looked
online
and they're 50 years old and they're going for five. I saw one.
Earphones, 50-year-old earphones. That'd be awesome.
I saw one sold for $50,000. So you guys need to give me $20,000.
Surprisingly, 50 years wasn't that long ago.
Right. Right.
Crazy.
So, yeah. And then so, that happened. And then, we kind of, with the trip and stuff like mm-hmm. that, I used a different number of map. I always use a different number of map tools, mm-hmm. including, you know, Waze. I use Telenav and I use MotionX GPS. I rarely ever used the maps that came free with iPhone, Google Maps or even iOS 5 ones now.
Right.
But I decided to go ahead and give them a try this time around. Now, granted, I put in direct addresses into a GPS. I don't say, you know, I search for Walmart and then I just pick Walmart. I'm putting the exact address because I'm anal like that and I'm OCD.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've had too many times where I've had a GPS, a phone or something like that go off of a guess and just do some crazy stuff. But, I didn't have any issues with the iOS maps.
Right.
Now.
And worked great for us. Worked perfectly.
Yeah, worked great for us and was perfect. Not saying that there aren't issues, but I didn't see those issues. All I know is that apparently there's issues people have seen that, you know, like New York Times has written about and other people have experienced mm-hmm. other issues. But some of those issues that I'm hearing about where people are going in a circle like three times.
Yeah.
I've had with Waze. I've had with Telenav. I've had with other, you know, programs that kind of do the same thing. So.
Yeah. So everybody has their problems.
Right. And yeah, I know Apple's good for trying to do, the product right and mm-hmm. everything else, but I think it's one of the things. I mean, it is nitpicky, you know, but like Estessa said, you know, some things, you know, it's a legit complaint. So
yeah, and I hope they get it fixed, because I mean, it's not as I don't know, pretty as a lot of their other apps.
Right.
But speaking of apps that have gotten better, podcast app is amazing.
Yes.
But I think it's just only amazing on iPhone 5.
But we don't know.
Because everybody else is like, I hate podcasts. It's a horrible app. It's
right.
It's a piece of crap. But I'm like, I love it. It does exactly what I need it to do.
And it syncs over the cloud.
Which is awesome.
So basically, if you're listening on a podcast on your iPhone and you switch over to your iPad, it just syncs right up. I mean, it's just beautiful. It's beautiful. And if you have an iPhone 5 on Verizon Network, they did release a fix for you all last night for the Wi-Fi issue mm-hmm. that I know Eileen and some other people had talked about and Scott talked about on App Slappy.
Yeah, so they fixed that part?
They did release it and the issue was on Verizon phones.
Oh.
So basically, if you go into your phone, you go into General, then About, then you'll get prompted that there's a update. And you need to, it'll download the update. You need to reboot your phone, bring it back up. You'll be at a certain version and that should fix your Wi-Fi issue. So if you got a Verizon phone from, Verizon or iPhone 5 from Verizon, go ahead and update your phone so you can, get good on your Wi-Fi.
And oh my goodness, Jay.
Oh my damn. Uh-huh.
What did we experience?
So we were going through Indianapolis on the way back from Michigan, and Lord have mercy. Renee looked at her phone. She said, "Ooh, I'm on LTE."
I did say that.
And I was like, really? I was like, go to speed test. Take my phone and go to speed test and do a speed test. And oh my goodness.
It was so fast. YouTube plays like in 1 second. Links pop up like
instant.
They like pop up before I even touch the button. It seems like it's so great. I love LTE, and I am waiting to get LTE. I want it so bad.
So I was in a meeting at work with some AT&T representatives, and that was one of the things I asked before we got through with our lunch break. I was like, all right, check it out. I have one question for you. This doesn't have anything to do with MDM or anything. When are we going to get LTE here in Louisville? And they said by end of year, and some people are actually saying it's like around the corner, you know, so it could be sooner than what we think. And then my next question was, what about UVerse? My wife really wants AT&T UVerse.
I love UVerse.
And the guy, he actually lives in Crestwood, not far from us, and he doesn't have it either. Oh. And he was like, he wants it too, but he can't get it. He just does DirecTV. So hopefully, you know, because they're putting some more fiber in. In January, it'd be nice.
Sorry. Yeah. Yep. I have the mind of a 12-year-old.
Yep. It's okay. I hope that we're in that place that does get it. I mean, we did put our email address and our address there as well. So
we want it.
Yeah, we definitely want it so we can watch some great, good old
media.
Some good old media.
So
I just want to take a moment real quick.
You want to take a moment?
I want to take a moment right now. And I want to tell Sam and Adrix who come to to visit us today.
Thank you, Sam, for visiting.
Thank you, Sam. And just happy birthday. I saw the pictures.
Happy birthday.
Of your birthday yesterday.
To you.
And it was awesome.
That's awesome.
Happy birthday. To you, happy birthday, Salmonatrix. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, that's gonna get on everybody's nerves when they listen to it, but that's okay.
People will start showing up just on their birthdays and watch the show.
Hey, so, I'm here. Oh, can't give my birthday song.
Cowboy Night's gonna sing to me on the show.
So we didn't watch our movie.
Nope.
I swore we were gonna watch it.
I blame Reggie and Dana. We were going to a wedding. We were being friends.
We were gone all day Saturday and most of the night.
And we were playing Mop the other time.
I think that's the true culprit is Mop. We were playing that a lot.
Yeah, well, no.
And we'll talk about that.
We were playing that a lot in our free time.
Yeah, well, I know. So okay. That's why we didn't get to watch the movie.
Well, that and we didn't get to watch a lot of TV either.
Which is true.
We only got to watch like 2 hours worth of TV.
I'm starting to get anxious because.
I am, and it's weird. I'm starting to get anxious also.
We need to watch some TV. We need to watch TV while we're playing Mops.
What
we need to
do. You know what? And we can do it and wow a little bit better than what we could on the other.
Yeah.
Huh.
Except I can't tank like that. But it's okay. But anyway, so the movie by chance that we didn't watch was Make Me Young, Youth Knows No Pain. And we wanted to watch it because we love documentaries.
Right.
But we're going to go for this week. See how it goes. We don't have anything to do next week. And
we gotta get ready
are we doing next week?
Housewarming.
That's not till the 27th. All right. We have plenty of time.
All right. I have my instant cue pulled up here.
That would be.
Uh oh, you got it quick last time. Oh.
19. So that would be the first movie you come to because I know we have tons of shows.
Oh.
What's the first movie?
It's another documentary.
Yay. What is it?
Called A State of Mind. Two North Korean gymnasts prepare for an unprecedented competition.
Ooh, I want to see this one.
In this documentary that offers a rare look into the communist society.
Oh, I so want to see this one.
Bam. Two documentaries.
I really want to see that.
All right. So A State of Mind, that's 90 minutes. Make Me Young is 88 minutes. So, yeah, we can do that. I mean, documentaries. I mean, they're educational. Mm-hmm. And they provoke our thought and it makes us better peoples.
Yep, definitely. So, speaking of the new shows that have been coming on, the season premiere of New Girl.
Right.
And it had two shows on the same day. I was like, yay, because I was awesome. Love New Girl.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And she's still just as funny.
Yep.
Zoe, you're awesome. And if you ever hear us, which you never will, but you're awesome.
And Wilson is knocking it out of the park.
Winston.
Wilson. But Winston is knocking it out of the park these last two shows. They worked on his character a lot. They made him be funnier.
Like, he's way funnier. He's one of my favorite. Well, Schmidt and him are actually my favorites.
I like them all.
And then Zoe is close third.
Oh, okay.
It's crazy. But so that was super, super good. I'm not going to ruin anything, but you need to watch it if you like New Girl.
Yeah, if you like it, definitely check it out. If you missed it, you know, if you have Hulu Plus, you can definitely check it out on Hulu Plus sooner than you can on Hulu. But on Hulu, I think you'll see it 10 days after it airs. So, you know, you can either wait for that as well. We also watched the, we talked about The Office last week, didn't we?
Yeah, we talked about Office Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec, okay.
And Parks and Rec was so good this week.
Yeah, it was hilarious. And then also on App Slappy, Eileen talked about an application called Fanhattan. And Fanhattan is like SideReel, which is a way of tracking your TV episodes and seeing where stuff is being aired. And it's almost, and also like a little bit of Get Glue, a little bit, you know?
Yeah. A little bit of Get Glue. Yeah.
And it's a really good app. So we started filling out our Fanhattan app with shows that we watch, we wanted to watch, and knocking off some episodes of Big Bang Theory that we've already watched and stuff. So you know, it's a pretty cool app. So if you have an iOS, and I think there is an Android, app as well, Android Fanhattan app.
Yeah, and I mean, I love apps that track because I'm a completist, and even though I'm never gonna watch all the shows I want, I have them. I can know exactly where I left off.
Definitely, and I think there is a as for iPad.
Let me show you what it looks like, Sam. Since you're here,
and I think I don't know if there's a Fanhattan for Android, huh?
See, they have a place for movies, like a section for movies and a section for shows. And then if you go into shows, you can see what's hottest, what's on tonight, new fall shows. Mm-hmm. You can go down here, you can click on them and go through. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. You can say like, be a fan, watch later. And, so I like it a lot.
Yep.
I look forward to using it a ton.
And then with this app, I mean, one of the shows that I had to definitely add on there was Doctor Who, which is one of the shows that we were trying to watch. Then we skipped ahead to the latest to watch.
Caught up. It's pretty bad.
And I was talking to my son about it, you know, and I have to say my son, you know, he kind of showed me up a little bit
on
he's a Whovian.
He is a Whovian, which I know you're extremely proud.
I'm proud that he's enjoying it. Brianna's been watching it too.
Aww, I'm so proud.
So both of them have actually surpassed me on Doctor Who.
Now that's funny.
And they're pretty much caught up on Doctor Who.
They've seen more Doctor Who than Jay has.
And this is starting. Now they didn't go back and watch any of the old 1970s, 1980s stuff.
Yeah, they wouldn't want to see that.
Right. They started in the 2005. You know,
which makes sense. I wouldn't want to see that personally. So.
Right. So I'm proud of him and everything. And damn you, Daniel. I'm going to catch up with you.
I know. We're going to do it.
Yep. And so we played some more Borderlands 2 this past week.
A little bit. Yeah. A little bit.
We played on Monday.
Yes, we played Monday. That's the only time we played. But it was still super fun, and we have to get back to it. I for the first time, this is a game where I love being a sniper.
Right.
It's so fulfilling to, like, get a headshot. It's like, yep. It's awesome.
Yep. And then also, Brian Dunaway tweeted a deal today that you probably didn't do yet. The Amazon deal.
I did it from work.
Oh, you did?
Swish.
Oh, I may or may not have. So they had a 5-pack of games from EA, one of them including Mirror's Edge.
Mm-hmm.
And Mirror's Edge is worth $9.99.
Yeah, so you got four games. Basically.
And I've always wanted to play Bulletstorm, and I can't remember what all was in there. But
yeah, I heard about that from Ladies Elite, so I knew I wanted to play.
So, you know, if you're looking for some games, and that deal is still going on, check it out on Amazon. It's an EA bundle. You download them. It's five games for $9.99. You save like $80. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. And then also we played some Mr. Pandera.
It came out on Tuesday, and for the first time in two expansions, we did not take work off.
We did not take work off.
We played after work.
You know, I wish that we had went to work on Kata
a little bit
and taking work off for
I was
Mr. Pandera.
The same thing.
But
next time, I think I'm gonna take work off.
Yep. So, it's all good. We got the 42.
Yeah, we are doing pandas first, and then we're going to do our...
Renee is an awesome wife, leveling partner.
I'm a tank.
And she knows that I was wanting to do a monk, so she's leveling up with me.
That's okay. I will get to play Ice Flow soon enough.
And someone at work was like, have you even stepped into the island? I was like, nope.
We won't step into there until we reach 85 with our monks, which will probably be in...
Week and a half, yeah. Depends how it goes this week.
So, and I am Tank Spec, which is Brewmaster, which is amazingly fun. And Jay is the Mistweaver, right? Mistweaver?
That's correct.
Okay. And it's fun, except they've made it so DPS monks can survive a lot. They have a lot of survivability. So they think they can tank everything, which they kind of can, which is annoying to me.
Well, it's that. And then also you have your Mist Weaver that it heals the lowest person within 40 yards of
it allows
a spell.
Them to, you know.
So when I'm DPSing on something else and they're within 40 yards, they get healed if their health is lower. So
I'm waiting for the upper dungeons where they can't do that. That'll be better for me.
Right. So, we'll see how it goes. I wish I could take a speed machine or something like that and just skip all of the Kata stuff.
Yeah. Well, because we have to quest to get dungeon access, right?
No, we don't have to, but...
We have to quest it first. Or no, we can just do
other
dungeons.
No, we still can just do dungeons.
Okay, well then, you don't have to worry about it.
I guess not.
I don't mind Kata as much as you, but the panda is amazing. The pandarin.
Mm-hmm.
They're very well animated and very, very well drawn. And so I'm really enjoying it.
Yep, and our collector's editions are really nice.
Oh, the art book is gorgeous.
Yeah, they're really nice. And, you know, they really did a good job on the collector's edition this time.
I think so, too.
I wish they had gotten the Wrath of Lich King collector's edition and not the Kata one. I'm so hating on Kata. I probably shouldn't. Oh, goodness gracious. But, yeah.
So that's about it. That's all the media we've done. I'm still reading.
The fridge is not prepared.
He does this on purpose, just to catch mom talking.
It is time.
We have something that's come back.
We got a what? Oh, that's some music.
We didn't used to have music in the food section, except for
when it was time to
try this.
Oh, yeah.
It's come back after months and months of being gone. It has come back. And this week, we have
some
genuine Wisconsin cheese curds.
Cheese curds.
AKA squeaky cheese.
Squeaky cheese.
So, Jay's coworker went to Wisconsin.
Yeah, for training.
And she flew back with some cheese curds for us.
Yeah, do you still have my laser scissors over there?
I do.
And I have to say thank you again to Tracy for hooking us up. You know, she didn't have to. I mean, I have a coworker on my team that works there in Green Bay, and he doesn't send me any. I've asked many a times to send me some, and you know, I hope he's listening, because that's pitiful. I have to get someone else to bring me some down.
Yeah,
but it's all good.
And our friends in Canada, these are yellow cheese curds, the white ones that go on poutine.
Yeah, these are the yellow,
the cheese, yellow curds. Cheese curds.
And so,
just to let you know,
the next time that we go, or if I get access to some more cheese curds, I am going to ask for the Canadian
version
right. of this.
Are you having trouble?
No, I'm not having trouble. I'm just being me. I was not ripping it open like some people.
We have bags.
All right. So.
So you go first. So squeaky cheese. I wonder if we can hear a squeak.
I'm giving you the whole. Okay. All right. Huh. There you go. And so.
Did it smell cheesy?
As a cheese curd right there. It's like corn pops a little bit.
No,
you got a big one.
No, it's not. It's thinner than yours, so it's probably the same size. I bet if we weighed them, it'd be the same ounces.
Yeah, probably.
All right, so
so who's going first?
Me, because I love cheese.
All right, so. Go for it.
It's not squeaking.
It's not squeaking.
Mm-mm. It's good though. It's cheese.
So I wonder if it's not fresh. They say if it's fresh, it's squeaky.
Well, probably not fresh, but it's still really good. It's not bad. It's just. Not squeaky at all. Yeah. Sorry.
No, you're fine.
Squeak, squeak, squeak.
Squeak, squeak, squeak.
All right, squeak. You can go.
There you go.
See, it's not squeaky at all.
Oh, I hear it.
You do? How come I didn't get squeaky cheese? I don't hear your squeaking.
That's I heard okay. it in my head, maybe.
Oh, I heard it.
Yeah.
I gotta eat like a big piece.
Yeah, you have to eat like a big, can you like nibble on it?
I like to make my cheese last.
That's not the... Now, can I...
Finish, yeah. Hey, I'm not the one that was keeping you from eating your cheese curds.
Mm.
Now, they sound like a gross thing, but it's really good. I like it. It's almost like a cheddar.
Yeah, I miss a chunk of cheese, you know?
Big chunks of cheese, but it's yummy. I don't know when we're going to finish it. Maybe, I don't know.
I'm going to take some to work.
Yeah, just take it to work and spread it around, because we can't eat those on a regular basis.
Yeah, I mean, they weren't bad. They were cheese.
Yeah?
I mean Wisconsin cheese. Okay, there we go.
Oh, yeah,
we know Wisconsin cheese is really good cheese.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what they do.
Yep, that's what
so,
they
yeah,
do.
So, we also had some more grilled tilapia because Jay is amazing.
We did, and I made some,
new marinade.
Tell
them how you make your marinade.
This is how I make my marinade. I mean, it's almost like a trash plate from New York.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a trash plate is where they throw all this food on a plate. You know, it's baked beans, potato salad, barbecue, chicken, turkey. I mean, it's just hot dogs and all this other stuff. So the way I make my marinade is I look in the cabinet and I'm just like, what do I want to taste of? You know, and I sit there and I think, I'm like, you know, I want some Worcestershire sauce. I want some soy sauce. Soy. And I look up there and I look in the back. I'm like, oh man, I don't have any liquid smoke for my sauce, but I see some Louisiana hot sauce back there that we need to get rid of, so I grabbed that and I put it all together and I just put it into the pan. I've stirred it all up and I usually don't taste it, cause I told Renee, I said I usually don't taste the marinade.
Yeah, which is crazy,
which I don't,
cause I always taste my marinade.
No, I don't, I trust myself, I guess. You know, call it pride or call it ignorance. I think it's more ignorance than it is pride. I assume it's going to taste good. I'm like, I like Worcestershire. I like soy. I like liquid smoke. It's all going to... If it's all together, why wouldn't I like
it? Because everything I love goes together. You know? Let's put peanut butter and cheese on a sandwich because I love both.
I like peanut butter. I like cheese.
Why not put it together?
Put it together.
So,
and call it Ritz.
But you tasted this one, and I tasted it. It has a sweet taste at first, and it has a spice in the back kick. So
it's pretty cool. I mean,
it worked out well with the... You would think it would taste good on fish, but it was really good with tilapia.
Yeah, it was really good. I was proud of myself.
MJ made homemade mushroom kebabs.
I did, and I even put grilled... I even had pineapple on them.
Oh, that was so good.
And they were grilled.
We should always have pineapple when you have kebabs. It was so good.
I knew you was going to say that. I knew it.
It was so good.
I was like, Renee's going to want grilled pineapple everything now.
Sorry.
She's like, oh, we have a fish. Can we have some grilled pineapple too? Grilled pineapple.
Ooh, we could just make a whole skewer just grilled pineapple. We don't even need vegetables. Just pineapple.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's good stuff, you know. I totally forgot what I was going to say.
Were you going to talk about the next thing?
Oh, Costco. Yeah. I wasn't on that.
It's on the list.
I wasn't looking at the list. I was trying to go by memory. So here's my thing, man. The wonders of Costco is just amazing.
It's great.
I mean, we got the turkey. So last week we got the turkey meatloaf.
Mm-hmm.
And we also got chicken empanadas from there.
Which were amazing. Which you would think it's weird that fits into our meal plan, but it totally does. Because we know how to eat like we should.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
I don't eat 10. I eat 6. You know?
And then also from there we tried the, enchiladas.
Right.
Chicken enchiladas that were actually in corn tortillas. And so it was a little bit healthier. I'm just shocked and I just think Costco is just awesome, you know, and we're also thinking of maybe switching our dog food from Science Diet to
Pedigree, I think.
Iams.
It is way cheaper.
You said Iams.
Iams. What do you call it?
Iams.
No, it's Iams.
No, it's Iams. They have a shipping distribution.
Why can't we just call it Iams? Because I am Iams.
It's not because that's not the name of it. The shipping distribution is in Greensboro, North Carolina.
I'm
going
to keep calling it Iams.
Okay.
We're going to sell this
right now. Sam, bam, you're in the chat room.
No, we can't have our wonderful listeners declaring how I'm going to say Iams.
Well, she's going to choose you because you're female.
She should choose me. But but I think, no, because the Pedigree dog food, it was 50 pounds for $23. We paid $32 for 30 pounds.
Right.
See, she totally agreed with you. She said Iams. She totally agreed with you.
How do you pronounce the dog food?
Are we really going to look this up?
Iams is pronounced Iams.
Iams. That's what I said. Yep. Take that. Now, because they have this region that are in North Carolina. So I know everything. Iams.
No, Iams, that's just the Iams, first one. I'm looking through the rest
Iams,
of them.
Iams, Iams. So, yeah, so we're going to get dog food, and we have to introduce it slowly because you can't. So I'm sure some dogs have, but uh-huh. We don't want to take the chance. We can't just totally change our dog food one day to the next or else they'll have upset tummies.
Someone said here it's pronounced Iams. This dog food brand Iams, founded by Paul F. Iams, is pronounced I-MZ, Iams.
Okay, who says this? That's on Cha Cha.
That's Cajun. You know, I'm trying to find one.
You know, it's fine. It's Iams. We're just gonna let this go. We all know it's Iams.
Whoop whoop whoop.
Whoop whoop. With a little whoop 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 whoop. So Costco is amazing, and we bought in bulk our dry goods by now. Like, so we should be good on those for a month. So, cause whenever we buy from there, my eyes get big. Cause when you buy in bulk, it's expensive.
Right.
So my eyes get really big. Like, but I have to remember that what we're buying is going to last, you know, a month.
So.
No, Sam, you can't say that. You can't say this how they say it on the commercial. No.
That's just the commercial.
That's just the commercial.
She said you don't pronounce the A. That's how they say it. So Hold they on. Say I'm's on the commercial.
Hold on.
What? What? What are you doing? Oh. Are you playing the commercial?
I'm playing the commercial.
Is it working?
Hold on. Let me turn.
Are you going to go I this wanna far know. To prove?
Solid gold.
Oh, that's so loud. My insides, pure
platinum. A healthy outside. Sorry, Sam.
I am a rock star. My coat, solid gold. My insides, pure platinum.
A healthy outside starts inside. New I'ams Simple and Natural has chicken as
its
number one ingredient.
I'ams. She's like in between.
Yeah.
It's like a... It's like not full I'ams and it's not full I'ms. It's I'ams, I'ams, I'ams.
You'll like what's in them and love what's not.
I am an I'ams dog.
I'ams dog. But see, the dog said I'ams, but she said kind of a mix.
Yeah.
I think it's whatever you want it to be.
It can be whatever you want it to be. Whatever. We're both winners.
Yay, we win.
And sorry again for the loud commercial playing on the YouTube.
Yeah, that was loud.
Change. Sorry. I really apologize for that. Just to try to make myself feel better.
So
failure.
If you have any, like, oh, and we passed by the bakery at Costco. They have carrot cake cupcakes, which look like carrot cake cakes.
Right.
They're so good. And we passed by all the pies smell amazing. But we passed by there.
We should do what Sam does. She feeds her dog kibbles and bits. We should feed our dogs kibbles and bits.
Why should
and bits.
Oh,
you made a commercial?
Yes.
They had the awesome commercial.
I think
commercial.
It's the only reason you want to feed them so you can say, kibbles Sammy, and Toby, come get your kibbles and bits and bits and bits. And bits. So, yeah.
And when I was Googling just now about I'ams or I-ams.
I-ams.
they said, Iams is like the junk food for dogs.
Oh, it is?
So apparently. It's probably some bougie.
So it's not good for dogs. Do you know what?
No.
Dogs are dogs.
But why do they sell so many, though?
Because it's cheap, maybe.
Well, I don't know. We'll see, man. I don't know. I mean, that'll be for 3 bags of dog food. We can buy 3 bags of dog food for them cost $110 of what we buy now.
Yeah. I mean, I'm...
Right?
Yeah, and
so if we get Iams, we can buy 2 bags, and that'll be $50, and it's just the same amount. We can save 50%. So I mean, I think it'll be awesome. We'll
yeah,
see.
I mean, we're gonna see. I like to try Pedigree because that's the one with the 50-pound. So there's a recall in June, but that was June, and that was weight management canned dog food.
Oh, you want to try Pedigree?
Pedigree is the 50-pound one.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's fine too. But anyway, so
I have to see how good it is. But anyway, so yeah, so Costco, amazing. Yep. If you have any Costco stories, let us know.
Yeah, and you know, if you have Costco, I know I text Strumpet on Sunday when we were asking about some of the product, like the Kirkland dishwasher deal. Mm-hmm. I was asking her how did she like it, and she gave me some feedback, and we decided to go to Cascade. You know, we usually get Cascade. But if we can get the Kirkland, you know, and if it worked out okay, then we would go there. But she gave us her experience and everything. It was like, I guess we'll just go ahead and go with the Cascade, which was still a good deal.
Right.
So a big weight loss update for Renee and I this week. I lost 3.8 pounds.
Yay.
And you lost
4.4. Yay.
For a total of 8.2.
Yay.
Our grand total so far is 79.8 pounds.
Yay,
after 13 weeks.
Us.
Yep. Yay. After 13 weeks. So,
it was so funny. Both of us thought we were going to gain this week.
Right.
I mean, we had barbecue, but we were smart with it, but still.
Right.
And, I felt heavy. And then when I stepped on the scale, imagine my surprise and happiness.
Well, that's cool. So we're going to jump on into a little bit of odds and ends.
Odds and ends.
So
we have some birthdays.
We have a lot of birthdays. On Tuesday, Digi's birthday from AIE. Thursday is a big day for.
Thursday is a big day for O.
and
for one person.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday, Oh Abnormal, who,
yep,
who does a comic and is short. And it's also a big day for Holy Buckets. It's, yep, also Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Ritherain. Ritherain.
Yep.
On Ritherain Thursday. On, well, Thursday.
And then on Friday, we have Christina Harris. Happy birthday,
Christina.
We miss you.
We do miss you tons.
And then on Sunday,
it's
is
Rigamorte.
It's his birthday. And again, we want to say happy birthday to my son, which was yesterday. And then also on Salmonatrix, your birthday as well. So I hope you all had a great birthday and,
yay,
everything. And we got a little something for the
podcast of the week.
Scott, the Tyler Perry. Scott Johnson, Tyler Perry of podcasting
right.
has started another podcast called Comic Dorks.
I love how he just keeps starting podcasts.
Well,
he loves what he does.
But the thing is, Comic Dorks, he had this idea 2 years ago.
Right.
Almost 2 years ago. He created the Twitter handle. He created the website all this 2 years ago.
Right.
And he finally started it up this year with Scott Kurtz. Himself, Steve Schleicher, and Mark Spagnolo from Wood Whisper. And they all talk comic books once a month.
Mm-hmm.
So I listened to the first episode today. It was just released today. They recorded last Friday. And it was a great episode. They talked about comic books and the industry and everything. You know, it's not something that's in depth like Major Spoilers or some other podcast, but it's something that, you know, he's wanted to do, and they talk about the industry and everything. So, yeah, congratulations to them, and wish them many, many successes on on this. So,
yeah. Happy comic doors. Hey, I'm looking at Pedigree dog food. I'm looking at the quality, and this one site is saying it looks to be a below average dry dog food, and they go through all the ingredients that are in there. So I looked at it, but we'll see. We have to compare it to Science Diet.
All right. Well, that's the show.
All right. It's the show.
And I'm going through and I'm looking to see if we have any email. And we don't. Aww.
Well, if you want to email us, you can. And you can do that by sending an email to thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog with the show notes and everything at valentinecast.com. And if you want to tweet us, it is ValentineCast.
Yeah, and if you want to give us a call, instead of having Blue Cross call us all the time, you can call us at 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-75-22... Wait a minute. I'm trying to do it by memory because I'm looking at other stuff.
Mm-mm.
It is 415-758-2278. The video of us recording live can be found at youtube.com/valentinecast. My Twitter feed is The Cowboy, and Renee's Twitter feed is The Ice Flow. Make sure you check out next week. I mean, not yet next week, but tomorrow, Tuesday, October 2nd, lancenelsonporter.blogspot.com.
Yay.
To check out Renee's portrait.
Check out me.
Did.
I hope it's good. We'll see.
Yeah.
Or you can see up my hairy nose, maybe. It might be that kind of picture.
Hairy nose.
All right, guys. Y'all have a what? Oh, what?
Oh, I was going to say thanks to Salmonatrix for hanging
very,
out with us.
Thank
tonight.
You, Salmonatrix.
And I'm doing a little drop down. Greatest all around. The original scooter. We already talked to you. Oh, and also, if you're hanging out and around, on Wednesday nights, I do record live with the Grumpy Old Men.
Plug.
After Dark podcast. Couple guys talking about video games. We have guests on. You know, I think they want to get Renee back on again because you're awesome. Hey, you didn't even talk about your interview that was posted on.
I totally forgot.
On Gamer's
Web
Blog.
Rap. Maybe I'll talk about it next week. So
no,
we can talk about it.
Talk about
okay.
it now.
All right. So I was interviewed by Mashup Man, aka Sebastian, and he is doing a series on girl gamers, and he interviewed me, and that can be found at
Gamer's Web Blog. Isn't
on.
That right? It should be Gamer's Web Blog.
Is it okay? Gamer's Web Blog.com or something like that. Shoot. I'll put it in the gamer weblog.
Take the S off.
Gamer weblog.
So. And it was from September 25th, 2012. And Renee, I will give you
the link right now. So I can put it in the show notes.
So you can put it in the show notes.
Thank you.
Because you're amazing. And I will also put it in the show notes here for Salmonatrix. So she can see it. She may have already saw it. Because she's awesome.
I'm going to put that in gaming.
All right, cool.
All right, guys. We are really going this time. Really because going. We have things to do.
We got
to
go by dicks and look at some weights.
Sorry.
I couldn't say dicks at work. Well, I couldn't. Dick Sporting Goods. And I was so scared I was going to say Dick Sporting Goods.
Oh, that's so
and that'll
funny.
Get flagged. So I said.
I wish they would change your name because I so laugh every
So I said, we
got
to go to Richard's Sporting Goods.
Richard's.
Anyway.
All right.
Have a great week.
Have a great week.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.